Teda Od, Megillah Sester, Tzadik Tes, Tzadik Tes, first column. It's a paragraph. Okay, last thing Al Rebbe was explaining was the inyan of Kofaleim Harki Gigis. Where did the Eden have the koyach and the ability to do Nasiv and Nishma? Because Kofaleim Harki Gigis, there was this tremendous revelation from above of the level of Makifim. And that's why he says in the bracha by a marriage, we say, Aydei chupa v'kedushin. Even though l'chay, the kedushin comes before chupa, so why are you saying first chupa and then kedushin? So he says, in order to have this level of kedusha, of the yidin being designated for Hashem, or even for that matter, a husband and a wife, you need the level of the chupa, the makifim level of above to say nasev and ishma. And that's why it says, mikam meidor rabbele reisa. What does it mean? He says the problem with Matan Torah was that the Yidden had this revelation from above. It wasn't their doing. They didn't do it. It came from above. What happened by Purim was their doing. Okay, that's what we're up to now. So he says, we learned further down. Okay, I know what we're up to. 15 lines from the end of the first column. Last thing the Rebbe said, he was speaking about Mordechai, and he said, Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini. Is he from Binyamin or from Mordechai? So he says, no, he was really from Binyamin, but Yehudi means somebody who denies Aveda Zara. Okay? And that's why it's called Mordechai Ish Yehudi, a prominent man like Ish Arabayis. And what's Mordechai? The Mordechai Dachia, the spices. And he says, that's the last thing was explained, the machlekes between Rabbeinu Yoina, that Rabbeinu Yoina holds, you can even eat it, this blood of the chaya that made the Mordechai Dachia. And some people say, no, it's not forbidden, you can't eat it, it's only allowed the smell of it, not the actual food. Okay, so he says, machlekusim al pichsidis. This is what we're in the middle of when we finished yesterday. The machlekes according to chsidis, whether this Mordechai Dachia, he's speaking because what did it accomplish? It was a trefa chaya, right? And it was used as the spices in the Beis HaMikdash. So one opinion says you can even eat it, and the other one says no, you can only use it for the smell. So he says, what's the argument according to Chassidus? Gabi Tshuvim, Zedainis, Nasa Kishkogis, Ekezochias. The argument by Tshuva, does Davei, when you do Tshuva, do the intentional sins become accidental, meaning not so bad, or are they transformed into mitzvahs? So what's the argument? Kishneim inyan echod, both have one thing. Shuma shara nepach l'tev. The question is, evil becomes transformed to good. But it depends what type of good. It could be a good accidental compared to intentional sins is good, relatively speaking. Or do we say, no, it has to be a complete transformation? Like it says in Medrash Shaftim, which is Klipas HaTmeis, which is the Klipa Shol Klipas HaTmeis, like it says, V'shel Ev Yivei Yedaini, V'dei Reshel HaMeisim. You're not allowed to ask by these magical stuff, this witchcraft, Ev and Yedaini and all that. So when is this Oiv V'yadaini? Yeah, it comes in this Yadaini bone. It says, where sometimes it's transformed that you're even allowed to eat it. That represents the level of tshuva that it became a mitzvah. That the evil becomes transformed mamish to good, and concerning that, the Gemara says, "B'makim shebali tshuva emdim ein tzaddikim gemorim yochelim lamid." Where bali tshuva stand, which is, by the way, the tshuva of me'ahava, that avedus are transformed into mitzvahs. They're even greater than tzaddikim. Why are they greater than tzaddikim? Tzaddikim cannot elevate evil. Therefore, it's forbidden for them to eat evil because they can't elevate. If you can't elevate it, you're not allowed to eat it. But Bali Tshuva, who ate it and now do Tshuva, that the Aveda becomes a mitzvah, that's even a higher level than a tzaddik. Aval Tshuva Shulei Mi'Aved Abba. But if it's not this fantastic level of tshuva that the aveda becomes a mitzvah, then the din is only become kishgogis. It becomes like accidental sins. Avalei nisabchu legamri liyas teva is not transformed to mamish good. And therefore, that's the opinion, Mandi Omer, that says that this mod, afo bisherech teiv, even though it has a good smell, and therefore they use it as k'teiras, incense in the Beis HaMikdash, but lechazel liyas mutar b'achila, didn't become kosher to eat. In other words, how far is the transformation of evil to good? This moradachia came from the animal called Yudaini, or the bird, whatever, the Yudaini. And the question is, can it be transformed, mamish, from bad to good? Or does it have to be transformed only to shigogis, to partial good, relative to intentional sin?
Well, Rabbi, it doesn't mean that we should sin to get to that level.
No, because after v'ashuv, they must speak kumbiyode.
Yeah,
you don't give them the opportunity to do tshuva. There's a very lofty level of tshuva, by the way.
You know what I'm saying, but if a person wants to be on a bali tshuva, so to be on a higher level, that's not...
Then it's the level of tshuva that tzaddikim have to do. A sovet tzaddikai b'tshuva, like the Zohar says, that the avedis, the tzaddik ends up becoming a bali tshuva, but not for avedis.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But this, then aveda could become transformed mamish into a mitzvah. That is an extremely lofty level.
So, Rabbi, there are two different opinions between the Rabbanim about this more.
If it's kosher to eat or not.
So it's about the difference. One says you're only doing teshuva, the other one says you're doing teshuva rabba.
Teshuva miyavet, that aveda becomes a mitzvah.
So they're talking about the two different levels of teshuva.
He said, Alpichsidu, what's the argument if it's kosher to eat or not? If it's a level of tshuva that you can elevate, that it is allowed to eat because it was transformed to Kedusha. Or no, it wasn't transformed to that level of Kedusha. It was transformed to a level... Okay, let's speak about... explain something basic. Chazer Shoshkim Satmeis? Yes. But can you benefit from it?
Yeah.
So obviously it's not completely Shoshkim Satmeis. Something which is forbidden to benefit from is real Shoshkim Satmeis. Like Orla, right? Orla, the first 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, not only you're not allowed to eat it, you can't benefit from it. Orla Sholshkim Satmeis and Chazit Sholshkim Satmeis.
Yeah.
Yet, this is permissible to benefit from, and this isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So why? Like, what does it mean? If it's Sholshkim Satmeis, it's evil. So the answer is, certainty, like Chazit, right? It's Sholshkim Satmeis. But the klipa only affects the eating aspect of it. In the benefit aspect, it's not, as I was saying, it's not permeated through and through that you can't even benefit from it. It's permeated in a way that you can't eat it, like this stuff, right? But here there's a machlekes about this. But there are certain things which are clear. Chazer, you're not allowed to eat. But you can benefit. You can have a pigskin football, you can have a pigskin belt, you can have a pigskin shoes, you can benefit from it. I eat Sholshkim Satmeis. But that level of Sholshkim Satmeis doesn't permeate the very being of it, that you can't benefit from it at all. It forbids, it permeates the external level of eating. But you can benefit from it. Other things, Sholshkim Satmeis Lagamri, the permeated through and through, you can't even benefit from it. Yeah, but whatever it is, that you can't benefit from it.
So Orla you can use for pikuach nefesh.
Anything you give for pikuach nefesh.
I'm saying, let's say the killing, for example. Even for pikuach nefesh you can't use that. So that means that's really a lot of...
No, you talk about an act, or you talking versus a metzias of an object? You're talking about killing is your action. Here we're talking about basav v'cholav is also bano. And Chazer isn't also Bano. But both are Sholshkim Satmeis, because they're forbidden. Right?
Yeah.
Why is this Mutar Bano and this also Bano? Because here it permeates through and through that even the benefit you can't do from it. You can't elevate the benefit from it in the secret. And the same thing with this more stuff. Okay. So he says, V'nei Mordche Nikra Miridachya. Like the Gemara says, Mordche Minatayr Minayr for the Pasuk Mordre, which is Miridachya. Hainu Shumoker Abitul. Mordechai is the source, Ish Yehudi, the source of Bitul. Shubachinus Yaseid Abba, which is the level of Chochmah. Shachokma kerechma ubachokma is beriru lachen nikri ish Yehudi dafka. Okay? So what was the epitome of Kedusha? The ability to elevate miradachya, to elevate evil to Kedusha, that was Mordechai. Who's the opposite of Mordechai? Vinihom and hayolu umezah shabchiru dafka. And Haman was the opposite of the Kedusha. Just like Mordechai was the ultimate Kedusha. Haman was the mocker of all evil. Because what's the opposite of Kedusha is bittul, right? Yesh is the opposite of Elokus. So Haman comes along and says, hey, who's the great guy that the king would want to honor? Only me. That's the ultimate level of opposite of bittul. He says, I'm the only existence. The king, he has to honor me. Where did he get this chutzpah from of evil? Amalek, he was from the seeds of Amalek. And by Amalek, it says, Amalek. That Amalek is the head of all klipa. Like we learned, what's Amalek? Chochm of klipa. Yeah? Because the Zayin Midas, he says, Zayin Umis, that the Zayin Midas Rois. The seven nations of Quran, we learned many times, are the seven Midas. Amalek is not one of the nations. Amalek, Reish is Goyim Amalek. Reish is Chochma. Amalek, as the Gemara says, Yedeyas Ribeinai. Amalek understood the greatness of Hashem. It wasn't feelings of love, fear. Amalek understood Elokus, like Bilam, Umechavin Limri, and wanted to rebel against him. It's interesting. Bilam is the same klipa as Amalek. If you write Bilam, and under it write Amalek, each one has four words, right? Four letters. Beis, Lamed, Ayin, Mem. Amalek is Ayin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf. Cut the word this way. You have two letters of Bilam, Beis, Lamed, and again, Amalek is Ayin, Mem, Bilam. And Amalek, Bilam is Ayin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf. So, if you write a piece of paper, see it clearly. If you write Bilam and Amalek, and you cut it this way, and take these two and these two and these two and these two, you have Bilam and Amalek again.
And also Lavan is...
Lavan is Bilam, Bilam's grandfather, whatever it was. Okay, Vamalek, what's Amalek? Top of the second column. There's Gatsis Ruach, that's haughtiness. Vureishis Lam, therefore is this Chochma of them. So Mordechai is Tachlis HaBitul of Kedusha, that's the level of Chochma of Kedusha. Haman, on the other hand, is the ultimate Chochmah of Klipa. And that's why he's a Malik.
Why does Chochmah represent Bittul?
Kayachma.
So why doesn't it represent Bittul of Klipa? When you say Amalek is Chochmah of Klipa,
because by definition, Klipa can't be a Bittul. If it's Bittul, it's Kedusha. But it's the level, what level of evil is it? So the seven nations of Canaan were the seven Midas Rois. Right? And this is what? That's for Reishis Goyim Amalek. Therefore, you have to get rid of it completely. Lochein Haman, Shubachin is Gatsis. Therefore, Haman, who was the level of Klipa, of haughtiness, Rotzel Lahashmed, Lagadis Kola Yehudim, which are the level of Bittul, Hepech, Hayesh, Gatsis. Like he said before, why are they called Yehudi and Binyam Yemini? It says Yehudim means Haidah Bittul. So the Yehudim are the ultimate level of Bittul. Right? So Haman, with the ultimate level of evil, of haughtiness, wanted to destroy the level of complete bittul. And if the Yidden at the time of Haman would have denied, God forbid, and denied Hashem, they wouldn't have done anything to them. This is the famous Alter Rebbe, that, not like anybody else learned, that because by the Welt says, Chanukah, if the Eden became the Misyavnim, nothing would have happened to them. Purim, he wanted to kill you anyway. But the Alter Rebbe says that who did he want to kill? Only the Yehudim. But if you weren't a Yehudi, you gave in to idol worshipping, they wouldn't have killed you. Ach kulam ke'echad. But all the Eden, every single Yid, like the Medrash says, the whole year, by Purim, right, it says, The Gzeit of Haman was a whole year. One was the Hippopula Agayral, at the end of Adar, and then the whole Gzeit was a year later in Adar. Important, right? So the Midrash says that Amdu b'Mesidas Nefesh Kol HaShana Kula v'le'olsa al-daita machsheves chuzchas ha-shalom. In other words, the whole year from the Gzeit until from the Chodesh Nisan until Adar, which is a whole year, the Yidin of Mesidas Nefesh. Why is there an emphasis on the whole year? So we learned already. There's four seasons in the year. Winter, summer, spring, and fall. Each one has its own unique Aveda. There's a winter Aveda, summer Aveda, spring Aveda, fall Aveda. Each one has its own Aveda. If the Yidden would have only had Mesidas Nefesh in the winter, not in the summer, it's not ultimate level Mesidas Nefesh. And like the Rebbe said, if you have people in Russia had Mesidas Nefesh not here so much, it's because it's not 100% real. The Eden stood a whole year with Mesidas Nefesh, means every level that could possibly be, the Eden had Mesidas Nefesh, in a way that it never even entered their mind to do it. And that's the level of Bittul. And therefore, what was the fight against Haman? Haman wanted to destroy the Bittul. So what do? You have ultimate level of Bittul. And he says, not only was it not those days, but v'yesh nembekeach b'chol echad v'achad miYisrael. Afilu shakal shebekam. The Rebbe quotes this from Tanya, obviously, that even the lowest of the lowest Jew, yochel limsen nafshe bepel mamish, can have actual mesidas nefesh. Shalei lipari machtos tizbarach v'shumayfem ba'ilum. Not to separate themselves from godliness in any way whatsoever. This is the koyach every Jew has.
Unfortunately, the degree doesn't the place that I was living, I born Kerman. It's very far from the place, and they don't have they kill all of the Jews on this city.
No.
On the time of Haman.
They killed or they?
Yeah, it's the destroyed.
I don't know. Lo shemaiti.
So now, did they give a Jewish choice of conversion?
It seems to counter out a bit that they did. Because if they weren't Yehudi, right, that they didn't fight evil and give in to, and they would give in to evil, they wouldn't do anything to them.
Rabbi, don't we learn the difference between Hanukkah and Purim?
I just said that. That's what there is a unique Chiddush that Alter Rebbe says. He says, Amash, he says like this. He's quoting from Tanya, by the way. It says in Tanya that even Kal Shebekalim, the lowest of low, can give up their life for Yiddishkeit, yeah? So then why do they sin? So why do we sin? If we're willing to give Mesidas Nefesh when push comes to shove, we're willing to give up our lives, not to give in to Avedah Zarah, so why do we sin? He says, Amash, Avedah Shalavedis, that's because of Ruach Shtus. It's equivalent to temporary insanity. Shemateo gives him a mistake. Lashiv to think sheninifrim mekodesh baruch haidei aveidah do. A guy, why do we sin? Why do we all sin? Because we think, okay, I'm still connected because I wear tzitzis, I put on tefillin, I'm a firm Jew. So what do we think? That we're still connected. Even though every single sin in the book is mamish murder, spiritual murder. He says, where does this Mesidas Nefesh come from? Bina Bechin, it's Mesidas Nefesh. Nim Shech, where does it come from? From the Ava Mesuteris, from the hidden love. Shila Maila Min Adas, which is above Seichel. So therefore, Mesidas Nefesh, like the Friedrich Rebbe used to say, Azei Unit Andersh, this is the way it's going to be, and not any different. Which means, even though logically, they will come to you and explain to you why it doesn't make sense what you're doing. It doesn't make sense what you're doing. Nevertheless, the attitude of the Jew is, Azay, this is the way it's going to be, and not any different. There's no seichel in it. Lochein, leinizke, b'teire, tamo mesidas nefesh. Therefore, the Torah doesn't give a reason why you have to have mesidas nefesh. Because there is no reason. It's above seichel. Logically, it doesn't make sense. Rak al ava nematam. And loving Hashem, which is love, amida, over there, it says, lava as Hashem alakecha, ki hu chayecha. It says in the Chumash, why do you have to love Hashem? Because he's your existence. Listen, you're without him, there's no existence. So of course you love him. Vein that tamam mesidus nefesh. And therefore, that can't be a reason for mesidus nefesh. Why? Because the pasuk says, ki hu chayecha, Hashem is your life. Here you're giving up your life. Here you're killing yourself. Or getting killed, not killing yourself. Vadi mesidus nefesh, ula hashlech, chayev minagim mesidus nefesh means to give up your life. So, it said, the pasuk is like this. You have to love Hashem because he's your life. So there can be a reason for mesidus nefesh. Because mesidus nefesh means I'm giving up my life. How could it be a reason to love Hashem because he's my life? Here I'm giving up my life. What's the concept of mesidus nefesh? Alo inyin shein shayach tam v'secha mesidus nefesh. There is no reason for mesidus. The Torah can't say, have mesidus nefesh because. Why cannot be because? It comes from a level above seichel. You can't rationalize something which is irrational. So there can be a reason for mesidus nefesh. You can tell somebody, love Hashem more than you love yourself. Yeah. In other words, I want to eat this. Hashem says, no, I won't eat because I love Hashem better. That makes sense. This is my life. I want to stay alive. So this is the proper way of doing it, to be a mensch. Right? You don't spit. You don't smack the person that... you don't bite the food that... the hand that feeds you. Okay? So you love Hashem more than you love your body. But Mesidus Nefesh is completely illogical. There can't be a reason for it. Kine Pirish Kihu Chayacha. He says like this. Because what does it mean, Kihu Chayacha? He's your Chayas. That's Mamal and Seviv. But that's already world. The whole world existence. And he says, we already explained before, that Bechinus Mamalev Seviv is only a Ha'adah Levad Mimenu Yizbarach. It's only a ray of Hashem. Mamalev Kol Almin, even Seviv, Kol Almin, is connected to the world. Avo Mohutzi Vatzmusi Yizbarach, Ene Begeder Almin Klal. The essence of Hashem is not safe, not mamal, it's higher than both. And he uses the expression which is brought down in many places. The primary level of Elokus is not that he creates worlds. If you think about it, how did Hashem create the worlds? Bidvad Hashem Shamayim Nasu, one word. Hu Amar Vayehi, right? The whole world was created in one word. And when we discuss many times, the Parakhov of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says, one word compared to the power of a speech, compared to the power of Seichel, compared to Machshava Dibur Maisa, compared to Midas, compared... It's nothing. So you can't say the primary God is the when he creates worlds. Hashem's creating world is nothing, should be nothing, should be nothing, a million times nothing, compared to the essence of Hashem. Because Hashem's existence is the same Atu before the world, the same Atu that you were before the world. Right? It doesn't only mean, God, you were there before the world, now you're there now. It means Atu, like we learned many times, the same way before the world was created was only you. Atu was only you. Now that there's a world, it's also only you. Why? Because worlds have absolutely nothing to do with you. Worlds are nothing compared to Hashem. And therefore, even if Hashem didn't create worlds, there's no difference by Hashem whether there is or isn't, because he has nothing to do with either of them. This that Hashem does give chayis to the world, that's only ha'adim mimana yizbarach, and therefore it's called yeshmiyayin. And we look, what does it mean? Shebachinus is havas yeshirak aydei ha'ol levat shenikur ayin. We learned many times the famous question Chassidus asks, why is it called yeshmiyayin? World is created something from nothing. So we're saying world is something, and the source of it is nothing. Right? So how could you say Yesh Miyan? Hashem's not nothing. Okay, so there's two basic answers in Chassidus. One is this is our perspective. I see the table clearly, and God I got to think about. So in my perspective, it's Ayin. But another answer that Rebbe is quoting here, what's brought down all over the place, is the level of Elokus that creates world compared to Hashem is Ayin, is nothing. The level of Elokus that creates world is Ayin. So he says, Mesiras Nefesh is mamish the opposite of Haman. Where does Mesiras Nefesh come from? Mesiras Nefesh of the Jew doesn't come from Seichel, because it's not logical. Where does it come from? It comes from the essence of the Jew, which is connected to the essence of Hashem. So you can't use logic on something which is above logic.
Why is not logical?
To give up your life for Hashem?
Yeah.
Why? Why should I give up my life?
That's Hashem.
Huh?
Hashem.
What do you mean Hashem? That doesn't make sense.
If Hashem has you to do it, it makes sense.
Why is it? It doesn't make sense. Would it make sense if I ask you to kill yourself? God forbid. I mean, well, what?
Not you, but Hashem.
It's still illogical. Hashem didn't tell Avram to give up his life.
To give up his son's life. And that's what Chachamim say. He doesn't even get credit for doing that. He gets credit for the way he did it.
Correct.
So too, giving up, if Hashem tells you to kill yourself, then what's the question? What's the shadow?
Because logically, Torah forbids it. Torah forbids suicide.
Sacrificing your son.
I understand. So if there was an exceptional case, Hashem told him directly. Hashem didn't call you up and text you and says, okay, take your son and do something, God forbid. I mean, Eibishter doesn't say give up your life for Haman.
But on the case of Abraham, Yirmiyah, Hashem complained on Yirmiyah that I haven't mean Abraham to sacrifice his son and all.
He just said, No, and Avram said to the Malach, I don't understand. Here Hashem says kill him, and Hashem says not kill him. He said, Hashem never told you to kill him. Hashem said, Valeulaila.
Yes.
That's what the Malach explained to him. Hashem never changed his mind. He said, how did Hashem change his mind? He said, Hashem never changed his mind. He never told him to kill him. He said, Valeulaila, bring him up as an Eila. He didn't tell you to kill him. You thought it meant to kill him, and now you're asking, why did Hashem say don't kill him? Hashem never said to kill him.
Why is this type of thinking different with the suicide bomber? Suicide bomber also thinks that he's giving his life.
So they asked the Rebbe, in World War II, they didn't have today's crazy suicide. They had the kamikazes,
yes.
The Japanese kamikazes. So the Rebbe asked the Rebbe, why isn't that Mesiras Nefesh also? So the Rebbe explained, even like today, you see by the suicide bombers, the Rebbe explained, it's Hefkedus, your life doesn't mean anything. If your life doesn't mean anything and you give up your life, it's not Mesiras Nefesh, by a Jew means life is, you know, Torah, the Bayeid, life is the ultimate important. You desecrate Torah to save a life. The life, living life, is the most important thing. So then you can have the concept of Mesiras Nefesh. But if your life is worthless, and down here it's worthless, and they're going to give you 72 girls from Virginia up there, that's not Mesiras Nefesh. Your life here doesn't mean anything. So if it doesn't mean anything, it's no big deal to give up your life.
Fuck your life.
As our
pure self sacrifices you make for us every day.